Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
To our top story now, and you've heard the news. House lawmakers have been asked to come back to work after a small group of Senate Democrats broke a 40-day stalemate last night and voted with Republicans to move forward on a plan to reopen the government. There's a lot of infighting among Democrats now with the group that switched up because the agreement doesn't include the main thing Democrats were holding out for, an extension of the health care subsidies. Anyway, nothing is finalized yet because it all has to go through the vetting process and the House and the president, and you get the picture. In the meantime, the airport's still a nightmare with 3,000 flights canceled on Sunday, more than 10,000 delays. And so we start with newsman Glenn Shuck out at Newark Liberty.
So even the passengers who are certainly aware of what's going on with all these delays, how you prepare for something like this where you're in the airport for days?
I think people need to be prepared. They need to be prepared to either drive. I was caught at Miami on my way here for 14 hours.
That's Andrea, who's been in Terminal B since early Sunday morning.
My flight got delayed, and finally got canceled.
Wait, you've been here all night?
Yeah. My flight this morning got delayed 2.5 hours. Here, I booked a different flight in hopes to get home.
Arlene's trying to stay calm, can't get back to Seattle.
There's a lot of frustration right now.
Yeah, it is frustrating.
Delays, cancellations, again, piling up. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Newark Liberty.
There's also word today that President Trump has urged air traffic controllers who have missed work during the shutdown to return back to work, or he's threatening to withhold their pay. They're not getting paid now, so it's assumed he's talking about back pay. Anyway, he says ATCs who were, quote, great patriots and didn't take any time off during the, quote, Democrat shutdown hoax will get a $10,000 bonus for distinguished service. And just so we're clear, folks, any kind of deal like that would have to be approved by lawmakers, and it is not a part of the deal that's on the table to end the impasse. Nick Daniels is the head of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
Today, it benchmarks the first time in history that air traffic controllers and other aviation safety professionals we represent have now received $2 paychecks, 41 days without pay.
He says air traffic controllers have called in sick at higher rates as they are being forced to work without pay and in turn have been forced to take other jobs, driving for Uber, etc., to put food on the table. Speaking of which, the latest on SNAP now, the Trump administration has returned to the Supreme Court in an appeal to keep SNAP payments frozen. It is the latest in a flurry of legal activity over how a program that helps feed some 42 million people should proceed during the federal government shutdown.
Mary Lynn Buckley now with what the confusion means to SNAP recipients and how states like New York are resorting to the courts to help clear up this confusion.
Attorney generals from all over the country, including New York Attorney General Letitia James, says they will be in court fighting for SNAP benefits for the tens of millions of Americans who rely on it.
SNAP retailers to know the chaos at the federal level does not change your responsibility to your customers. You do not have the right to suddenly stop accepting EBT.
New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plotkin says families will go hungry if this isn't resolved.
They want them to fill up their supermarket baskets, get to the checkout counter, have them swipe that card, and have it not work.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, still a lot of uncertainty, folks, because of all the legal maneuvering. The social media pages are in overdrive with many people opining. We're actually fighting in the courts over whether or not to feed people in America. Stay tuned to 1010 Winds for the latest. We'll let you know what lawmakers on the Hill decide and when and if there will be a vote on this latest measure to reopen the government. A Far Rockaway woman just got 18 years for striking a man on a sidewalk in a fatal hit and run. Queens DA Melinda Katz says the poor guy was sitting in a walker, couldn't get out of the way when Keani Phoenix plowed into him. She pleaded guilty in the death of 59-year-old Milton Storch. Authorities say Ms. Phoenix had been arguing with another lady in a deli. This was in 2022. Got in her car and accelerated towards a woman. The DA says instead she plowed into Mr. Storch, who was sitting in his walker on the sidewalk. Says here she also hit another pedestrian after she backed up and then kept on going. The other guy got back and hip injuries. The DA says Phoenix made the deadly decision to use her car to settle a dispute. Tragically ended up killing an innocent man who couldn't escape her path. After serving 18 years, she'll also be under post-release supervision for 5 years. Downtown, Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani trying to put his cabinet together, and there's word today he's tapping a former de Blasio official as his first deputy mayor.
Dean Fulahan was Mayor de Blasio's first deputy mayor, and he's back in that role with the Mamdani administration. He's excited by the aggressiveness of the agenda.
I've been told many times in the past things could not happen directly, and that's not what we're being told. We're being told, let's have a conversation.
On free buses, Governor Hochul is concerned about the idea of, in her recent words, taking money from a system that relies on those fares. Her comments, not phasing the mayor-elect.
I'm just as excited as I was about free buses today as I was more than a year ago.
He says his agenda isn't just slogans. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Back here, see if you can figure this one out, folks. Who steals a FedEx truck and goes on a destructive joyride, bring it back, and then tries to hijack an ambulance? Cops say that's what a guy did yesterday afternoon. Say Dominic Bullock hopped in the driver's seat of a FedEx truck in Park Slope, pushing the 25-year-old driver out of the truck, and then allegedly going for a joyride that would have left multiple vehicles damaged along with a church fence. This started at 606 Carroll Street about 2:30 Sunday. Then they say Bullock ditched the van nearby but went back to where he allegedly stole it from and attempted to crawl into a parked ambulance that responded to one of the wrecks he caused. Catch all that? Robbery, attempted grand theft auto, reckless driving, criminal mischief, leaving the scene. There's a few more, but I got to do the rest of the story here, the news. Police investigating a homicide on the Upper West. A woman found stabbed to death inside an apartment at 409 West 129th, about 4:30 this morning. Apparently, a cleaner was making the rounds and went to the third floor of an apartment, found the 47-year-old victim with multiple stab wounds. They rushed her to Mount Sinai Morningside in critical condition, but the injuries were too much. She died at the hospital. Police haven't released her name because, as of this report, they hadn't notified her family yet. No arrests have been made, but police say they are looking for a guy who was last seen with or near the victim. He was wearing a blue hooded sweater. That's all they're releasing. We'll update this story once they make an arrest.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.